Many Wisconsin farm products have seen a good harvest this year, including a record crop of corn. But there's a downside. The prices for many commodity crops are low, while the cost of products like seeds has gone up, with some premium corn seed prices increasing by 12% each year for the last decade, according to research from Purdue University.
Our next guest says farmers can't get a fair shake, and he says consolidation in the agriculture industry is a big part of that problem. Zach Kernstadt joins us now. He's a government relations associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. His opinion piece called Farmers Deserve Better appeared this week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and other newspapers around the state. Zach, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you write that farmers are in a kind of double bind right now. They've got low prices coming in for the commodities that they sell and high prices for seeds and other key supplies. So how is that crunch playing out for farmers?
Yeah, that's right. Crop farmers in Wisconsin have had a near record, if not a record, harvest this year. And that would really lead one to assume that they also would have had a very profitable year. And that would make sense, right, that they would be profitable. And usually in other situations, other jobs, if someone does their job well, they're rewarded with a raise or extra time off or a promotion. Unfortunately, all too often, the opposite is true in farming, and they're almost penalized for their success. And what I mean by that is that they're really told that in order to achieve success and profitability, increased profitability, they need to accomplish two things. They need to grow more food each year, and they need to grow it more efficiently. And I'd say that the vast majority of farmers do a pretty good job of that. They work hard. They work extremely hard. Some of the farmers I know are some of the hardest workers that I've ever met. They invest in new technologies, they cut costs where they can, and they take other necessary steps to increase their productivity. But we continue to encounter situations like this year where farmers have a near-record harvest, and then they're accompanied by these low commodity prices that barely cover a farmer's cost of production. Now, one of the biggest issues that they're facing and that is bringing the situation on is that we're seeing these prices of agricultural inputs, which, like you mentioned, are things like crop seeds, fertilizer, pesticides, and other agricultural chemicals. We're seeing these agricultural input prices rising much faster than the commodity prices have in the United States.
And you say that ag consolidation is also a big piece of that puzzle. How come? What's happened in recent years?
Well, one of the reasons for these high input costs is that there is this extreme lack of competition in agricultural markets. So we're seeing in agricultural input market, for instance, we see three firms, Monsanto, DuPont Pioneer, and Syngenta, controlling over half of the global seed market right now. And that's up from 22% in 1996. So as you can see, it's a pretty rapid increase over the past couple decades. What's more is that these same three firms also control more than one-third of the global pesticide market. Additionally, you will find this similar type of concentration occurring in the ag processing sector. Now, just recently, I think a couple weeks ago, if I'm correct, we saw Cargill's pork unit was purchased by JBS SA. Now, with the approval of that deal, which the United States did approve, more than 70% of the pork processing ability in the U.S. is now controlled by only four companies.
So isn't there an argument there that these bigger companies, these bigger farms, and in effect the consolidation that you're talking about, that leads to more food productions and maybe at the end of the day better prices for consumers?
That's a possibility. However, what we really are seeing with this consolidation is that there are a small number of firms that essentially have total control over how they want to price these inputs, how they want to price these products. And with that lack of competition, we're seeing raised prices. And I'd say that these issues are really all symptoms of a bigger problem, which is that the current system of agricultural production is really rigged against family farmers. Instead of markets and government policies that help family farmers to thrive as well as these other businesses, we have markets and policies that are really enabling the largest operators, the largest processors, the biggest input manufacturers and crop insurance companies to become even bigger. And the problem is that these firms, they really have everything to gain, and nothing to lose from using their power, their wealth, their influence to maintain this current system of agricultural production, which a lot of people kind of refer to it as a get big or get out type of system. And by that, I mean farmers have to continue to adopt these new technologies and continue to fight to increase their production regardless of the demand, which tends to remain relatively inelastic.
And what kind of policies are you talking about that you think set up the system to be rigged against smaller farmers?
Well, some of these policies that I'm talking about are what's really needed is we need to level the playing field by pushing for more robust competition in agricultural markets. And the current policies that we're seeing, they don't do a good enough job about doing that. And we can kind of see that from the acquisition of by JBS that I was just referring to. What we really need to see is we need to encourage the federal government to increase and improve these enforcement of these federal antitrust laws. We need some revisions and reforms of existing legislation to really ensure fair market pricing and avoid this non-competitive, monopolistic, or oligopolistic market control. And we can do that by doing a number of things. We can work for changes that really favor sustainable production rather than overproduction. We can also work towards a system that really allows farmers to earn a decent price for the food they grow rather than a system like we have right now, which seems to really prioritize these huge profits for a few big corporations and leave everyone else out to dry.
And if we don't see that kind of change in policy, the kind of policies leaning maybe toward antitrust, monopolistic, as you said, what do you think is at stake? What happens?
Well, there's a lot at stake. One of the big issues that we're seeing right now is that young farmers are having a really difficult time getting into farming. There's a number of reasons for that. First of all, existing farmers are going out of business and having to sell their land to these bigger groups. But the other concern is that farmland rental is the prices of farmland to rent have been increasing for quite a while, and the concern is that, you know, these beginning farmers can't get into farming, and we are seeing the average age of a farmer increasing every year. Right now, the average age is 58. It's climbing, and we need to fight for these more reasonable regulations in order to make sure that we have farmers 10, 15 years down the road.
Zach, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
That was Zach Hernstadt, Government Relations Associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union.